Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Hear us on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. You can see us on ESPN2. You can download the ESPN app. One app, one tap. You can say, play ESPN on your smart speakers. Boom, there's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
You can,
of course,
right,
download
there.
The podcast.
In Ibiza with the little champagne glass with the Speedo just
just the taco meat
wiggling the hips just hard, like sweating, got sweat on the chest,
taco meat on your chest. Ooh, man.
Living my best life. Have you ever been to one of those parties, Max?
First of all, I'm responding to what Key just said about taco meat. That's why I shear that down. I got to take the clippers.
Because that's what they like look like.
Like I'm a sheep in the middle. I feel like I'm being shorn like a farm animal in the summer before I take off. I got to shave it all off. All right, look. God. That's how it is.
You go out to Europe, you're like, I don't know if I can get down. Should I do that?
My people are a hirsute people.
They don't listen look to hip hop out here.
Get a headache listening to that music after a while.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Now it's time for the Progressive NBA snapshot. With 42 points last night, Giannis versus Giannis in the Bucks. Joel Embiid cemented himself. Well, did he cement himself as the front runner? I don't think you can cement yourself as the front runner, because then you'd have to take the cement out. Whole idea of cementing is that now it's in place.
It's concrete. Yes.
But I could still change. I wouldn't say he's wrapped it up, right? But he is the front runner for MVP at this point. I think you would have to say Embiid is. He talked about what winning it this year, the MVP, would mean to him on SportsCenter with SVP earlier this week.
It means a lot. You look at last year, unfortunately, I got hurt.
Right.
Felt like I had a pretty good case, being a number one seed and, the numbers I was putting on. But then again, Nikola deserved it. This year, really all I got to do is stay healthy. But, I always go back to winning. And, for us to win, I have to be who I am. I have to be who I've been the whole season. Just coming in every night. Just trying to dominate, anybody. I really believe that, anytime I step on the court, that I have the opportunity and the ability to really show that and, carry us to win.
Yeah, the NBA snapshot is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle auto, home, or motorcycle insurance. Visit progressive.com. So what do you like about it, Key?
He's just confident. He's got a confidence about him that you like to see in players. It's cool, a humble brag, whatever you want to call it. I know some people don't like when players tell people how they really feel, and that's how they really feel. Like he said, I was there last year. I just got hurt.
I agree with that, too. He was game for game, I thought, a little better than than Jokic, but Jokic played more games. By the way, Jokic did lead the league in player efficiency last year and played more games. Guess what, guys? Embiid's PER this year is higher than Jokic's last year, but Jokic's PER this year is higher than both by a point. It's very close. Jokic has also played, he's played six more games than Embiid this year, but Embiid is winning more, although he has more around him too. Like it's close again. It's close
guys,
again.
Here's the scoring, the dominance, all that's there, right? Like, you can see that. But think about this for a second, Key. My man's been in the league 6 years. First year in the league, 31 games played. Second year, 63 games played. Okay. 64 games played. Then 51. Then 51. Right now, he has 46 games being played already. 46 games being played. So he's on pace.
So he'll get the 60 mark.
He'll get that. And durability is always a thing you've questioned about Joel.
That's why he went third overall coming out. He would have gone first.
That was the stuff out of when he was coming out of Kansas, some of the issues around his, you know, is he injury prone, the back, and some of those issues. And I think now watching him play is like, oh, damn, Joel Embiid's taking care of his body. He's training the right way. He's doing the right thing. Now, a lot of that is luck, obviously. We've seen with AD and things of that sort. But I think him being on the court.
Is it like how much? That's what I want to know. I'm curious about this.
That's a question for AD.
No, and it's a question for you too, Jay. Like, do you think that, look, Zion, we see what's going on, right? Embiid was not in shape. And maybe it was because his back precluded him from getting in as great a shape as you'd want, right? And so then that put more stress. But some guys, like let's take Embiid, seem to put their mind to it and eventually he's able to overcome or fight against it, right? And some guys not, like AD. Is that an issue? Is there anything that can be done? Is Joel doing it?
Yeah, I mean, you're trying from a conditioning perspective, eating right. I mean, his body looks good.
LeBron spends $1 million a year famously on his body.
I got to tell you guys, man, like, I'm 6'2", 190.
Well, like that's a stretch.
Yeah, it is a stretch, but I'll take it. You should see it in the program, though, Key. 6'3", 195. And I try to do the best to maintain and take care of my body, right? But Joel Embiid's 280 pounds.
Yeah, yeah, why body?
He's 280 pounds. So, so think about this. Shaq, right? I always laugh because I think about Shaq and Yao Ming was taller than Shaq, but Shaq weighing 300 pounds. Like, there's so much force, but Shaq wasn't moving around on the perimeter. Shaq wouldn't hit you with a shimmy.
They wouldn't let him.
Into a fadeaway. Yeah, but, I mean, he didn't have the skill set to do that. One of the most dominant players to ever play the game. So think about all the movement that is then combined with 280 pounds with pre-existing back stuff. Like, that's hard to manage, where AD just has a frailer body.
So at 280, 7 feet legit. The skills, every facet of offense, plus he's a defensive game changer just on his size and his willingness to play it. Is he the best player in basketball?
Right now, yes. Right now, yes. Right now, yes.
What if KD was healthy?
It would be close. It would be a battle.
Wow.
It would be a battle that can I just tell you, as a hooper, when this whole trade went down, I got so excited, Key, because all I want to see is real basketball. And for me, what real basketball is, I don't rock with you. I don't like you. I want to beat your head in. And if
like
I
see
you in the playoffs,
days.
I'm going to beat your ass.
See, KD,
that's what I want.
KD would be one for me because, to me, he's more dangerous.
He is?
He's just more dangerous, man.
Okay, so who's more unguardable right now, KD or Joel? If KD were healthy.
You almost made me curse with an S word.
That's my point. Like, I would have never thought somebody could be as unguardable as KD, but I'm starting to see.
I still think it's KD. I agree with you, Key.
Okay. But here's the question: what do you like more, Jay? Do you like, because Embiid right now has that mentality, I'm going to dominate this. KD's mentality to me is always like, what I love about KD, he'd make any team that ever was better by being on it. He could fit in anywhere because he lets the game come to him. He can dominate if he wants, but he can also fit in beautifully in any offense, defense, whatever you want, right? What do you like more? The guy who's like, give me the rock, I'm going to dominate, or the dude who's like, I can fit into any team concept and still walk away with 38 points and you didn't even know I had 38 points because it came so easy?
That's fair.
Yeah, I want that.
I mean, look, you guys obviously know I love Kevin Durant, and I love his style of play. I don't think the game has ever seen anything like it. He's a unicorn, man.
Look at that. Yep.
I've worked out with him. I've seen it, right? Like, all the different angles of attack. He can get his shot off, his size, how he can dance with the ball like a guard. He can beat you in so many different ways. Dang. But, like, I don't want to say that diminishes what we're watching from
But you know what else? Hey, let me tell you what puts it over the top for me with KD. You could work on your game. Are you a pure shooter, yes or no? KD is a pure,
pure shooter
at 7 feet.
Oh, I'm not.
And that
KD
shot.
I think KD is more skilled.
But some people.
I'm trying to tell you, the conversation, that's fine. That you can battle as KD. It ain't far off.
But that's insane. No, you're right. Like, Jay, that's such a good point.
And that's the whole point of this
Key,
conversation.
That's such a good point. Like, we're really, like, arguing about or, like, trying to figure out who's better between KD and Embiid. That tells you what you need to know about Embiid.
Just, to me, he's just more dangerous to me. That's all. He's not far off. He's just more dangerous. Yeah, as a scorer, he's just more dangerous. Now, Embiid is more bully. He more, you know, all that. But KD walking into threes and stuff like that, I guess that to me just
I guess here's the thing, though, Key, too. Like,
you know, dude walking to a three, boom.
Who do you put it on? Like, all right, so I look at matchups, too. And it's just another way to look at it. It's not making one or the other better, right? So I have Ben Simmons. Okay, Ben, go get KD. Now, I'm not saying Ben is going to stop KD, but size-wise, frame-wise.
Do the best job you can.
I like that matchup. Can you give me a matchup like that for Embiid?
Well, you mean they don't – Ben Simmons is with KD.
No, yeah, he's saying it's theoretically possible to match up with him.
Like a size and a frame with somebody and say, go guard him.
I'll bet you we could come up with someone who could guard Embiid as well as Simmons could guard KD.
Only thing I probably could do.
Andre Drummond.
Probably, is probably, and you probably slap me for this, would be Draymond.
Okay.
That's interesting. Really,
you're still giving up a lot of height.
No, I'm giving up.
And a lot of weight.
Yeah, but I can frustrate you, too, because I'm up on you. I'm in you. I got my back. I got my elbow right in your spine. I'm up on you, Jay.
That's fair.
So I'm going to frustrate you to a point where you now going to get out of the game that you want to play.
Who are the best defensive centers? That's the question.
Gobert? But the problem is with Rudy
Gobert is a good, Gobert is a good one.
Come Gobert, me.
No,
bring your ass out here on the three-point line and come guard
Gobert won't be able to guard.
No.
Well, hold on. Forwards on the perimeter. I think Gobert could do a passable job. I think Gobert's the answer.
No, you think.
Because Gobert got size, some weight, and real defensive.
It would still
ability.
Be hard for him on the perimeter.
Yeah, but it would still be hard for Simmons with KD just because it's KD.
I hear you, but he can handle the way of KD posting up. He can.
I see what you're saying. In other words, there is a player who can at least answer at a high level, even if he ain't going to win the matchup, everything KD does. But there's no player who can answer everything Embiid does because Embiid is also 7 feet 280.
Yes.
It's a good point.
I don't know then, man. If I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It's just another interesting point. I mean, doesn't make one better than the other. It's just an interesting point, man.
But then Embiid might he'll get into that situation where he'll start trying to play on the perimeter and not get his big ass down on the blocks.
Hey, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. Giannis ought to be the answer, but Embiid just gave him 42-14 in a win. And it ought to be the answer. Ought to be Giannis.
Giannis is 240. I mean, this dude's 280. It's 40 pounds more.
Could shave some of that rear end off.
Jay doing his thing. Could the 49ers have their pick of either Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady as their quarterback in 2022? We'll talk about that next. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Breaking news, Tom Brady is retiring.
Whenever you ask Tom, what's your favorite championship? He would always say the next one. So I guess you could ask him now which his favorite was.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. tune in tomorrow for college basketball action as Virginia Tech hosts UNC. Coverage begins at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. So I've been saying this since the Niners drafted Trey Lance last year. I wondered, like, are the Niners trying to store the value of those picks in a quarterback they think Green Bay might eventually be interested in if they don't hit on Jordan Love? Doesn't look like they hit on Jordan Love to me. Because Aaron Rodgers from the air, maybe he could be heading that way eventually. I know you don't trade guys within the conference. Mike T and I got into this on this just in yesterday at 2 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Handsome host.
Handsome host. Oh, I knew it. I knew it. Matter of time before that came out.
Well, listen, he's not on there for his hosting skills, that guy. That guy's eye candy. He's there for eye candy, obviously. Look, Aaron Rodgers would be a great fit in San Fran, right? And Hall of Famer Steve Young agrees that not only should it be the number one destination for Aaron Rodgers, but for Tom Brady if he comes out of retirement. Here's Steve Young, ESPN NFL analyst on the Michael Kay Show.
Remember I say you have an owner, you have to have a general manager, you have a coach, you have to have the help on the field. What's the number one, two, three, four teams in the league that have that? And the 49ers are right there. Like, if I'm Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady or anybody, I want to be here. I want to be there. Like, this is the place. So if I'm going to be in the NFC and I'm going to pick one of the 16 teams that's ready, the 49ers are that team. So if you ask me that question, what I think about Tom Brady for one more year or Aaron Rodgers for a couple, 3 years, this team could go win three Super Bowls.
Key, is he right? Do the Niners have everything a quarterback would want in a franchise?
Yeah. Yeah, they do. There's no question about it. It's a very appetizing destination for an Aaron Rodgers type. There's no question about it. But they're not getting Aaron Rodgers. So
thank you.
That's not going to happen. I'm not trading you Aaron Rodgers in my own conference. Hell, I play against you every year in the playoffs. Why would I? Hello?
What are they scared of?
Why would I ever do that?
What do you mean, what are you scared of?
What are you scared of?
What am I getting in return?
Max, you sound silly.
For a rebuild?
Why would I do that?
I'm giving you one of the greatest quarterbacks who ever played a game.
Look, if the offer is even between two clubs, I get it. But if you're getting a much better offer from an NFC team, I'll remind everyone, Jimmy Garoppolo with San Francisco just beat Aaron Rodgers with Green Bay.
Yeah, but that's whatever. Jimmy Garoppolo didn't block Allen punt. I get it. He didn't block Allen field goal, but he still won.
Exactly.
The W is in his collar.
Yeah, but he also, honestly, he outplayed Rodgers down the stretch. Rodgers didn't play very well down the stretch.
I mean, he hit one or two throws that Rodgers missed on. Yeah.
I'm not arguing Jimmy G's better than Rodgers.
No,
I'm just
I know you're not, but you brought up that he beat him. Don't bring that up.
No, I'm bringing it up because this is the Keyshawn Johnson argument. You don't necessarily need Aaron Rodgers, and so what are you scared of to play against him?
You don't, but I know what Aaron Rodgers is.
Yeah,
and I know what Jimmy Garoppolo is. Mm-hmm. So why would I want to give you what I know could come back to haunt me? And then on top of that, you say, don't be scared because you can get a haul for Aaron Rodgers. So what are you giving me? You giving me your next draft for the next 10 years? Like, what are you giving me? I'm listening. What are you giving me?
Let's start with Jimmy Garoppolo.
It's almost like a Sean Marks, Daryl Morey situation, right? It's like, oh, you want that? Give me everything.
Yeah,
but like, why would you mortgage the future of your? Why would you do that?
Well, what's unlikely is the reason this is unlikely is because they used a lot of draft capital to trade up to get Trey Lance.
Exactly.
So it would have to be that Green Bay is in love with Trey Lance, and we don't know that that's the case, and probably it's not. But if they were, if it was a Jimmy Garoppolo, Trey Lance, and a third round pick or something,
that's not going to get it done.
That's not going to get it done unless they are in love with Lance, right?
No, even if they was in love with him, they wouldn't do it.
Well,
they wouldn't do it.
Well, here's like a now and later.
How could I be in love with something I've never? How could I be in love with something I've never seen? What do you?
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
What do you think? This is one of those phone, the internet things that you pick up. Hey, I love you, girl. I ain't never seen you. We just talking on the phone, on the internet. I don't like.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, put it this way. Let's say the reports out of camp and out of practice and everything were like what we were hearing about Patrick Mahomes before he took the ball, but it's going on for a year or two, or like when everyone knew way back in the day.
Trust that.
But what about when everyone knew way back in the day Trey Lance had gotten into a couple games, and it was like when the Niners had Steve Young and everyone was like, damn, Steve Young better than most of these starters out here.
But we knew Steve Young from the XFL, the USFL.
We don't have enough tape, basically.
Yeah, we knew Steve from Tampa. We knew him from college. It was a different situation. Max trying to sell me on a blind date. Man, what's wrong with you?
No.
She's fine, Key.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, she's
you
real
take her out.
Oh
then.
God,
you take her out. Tell me how it is.
I'm looking for Keyshawn Johnson. Oh, he just left. He
was it Friday or next Friday when he it was next Friday, right? When he set him up with the on the double date, right?
No.
She takes off the wig and everything.
Hey, yeah. I've been there before.
Oh, now you got to tell me the story. Now I want to know.
No, I've been there before. Where it was, you thought it was something different because somebody told you it was, and when you got up on it, it was like.
I need to see. Good from see
far.
From me.
What is it? Far.
Good from far, but far from
good.
Far from good.
The Packers hired longtime Rodgers favorite Tom Clement to be their quarterback coach. Rodgers credits Clements, who was in Green Bay from 06 to 16, for his development in the NFL. So, what do you make of that move, Key?
You got to replace Nathaniel Hackett, right? And he was a quarterback coach, and so you went out. And Tom Clements comes in as his quarterback coach, and he was there with Aaron Rodgers and helped develop Aaron Rodgers for most of his career. And there's a familiarity, there's all that there, and it helps ease the pain of losing Nathaniel Hackett for Aaron Rodgers. So that's a good move on their part. That's the first domino. Now they got about another 20 dominoes to go to get to where Aaron Rodgers really wants to be, which is that comfort level that everything is going to go the right way before he makes that final decision to come back and play.
Key, can I make a case or something? I just want to see. Obviously, they have to lock in Davante Adams. I know that they have other options, right? Scantlin and company. But I would love to see them get another big-time target, right? Because I think that would really help the case
Green
for Aaron
Bay?
Rodgers. Yeah, for Aaron Rodgers, right? When you think about some of these teams, the Chiefs, right? You got Tyreek, you got Kelsey. You got Rams, you got Kupp, you got Odell right before they got hurt. Even Robert Woods when he comes back. Chargers, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams. Bucks, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Gronk. Bengals, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins.
You need two of them dudes.
Right?
Yeah.
Even the Vikings, Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen. So, yeah. Is there something else that you can give Aaron Rodgers? Like, all right, we're adding another piece to it. You may not need
probably.
It, but I'm going to add it anyway because you deserve it because you're Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good idea.
Look, if Lazard can stay on the field and Scantlin can stay on the field,
I hear you
they
on
are
those.
Legitimate twos and threes. There's no question.
He's talking about a dude who might be a one.
A dude, Key.
Like a dude who's a little extra.
A dude.
Yeah.
Like those guys are good.
You mentioned Mike Williams. Mike Williams is going to be available in free agency.
Yeah, but that's going to cost you.
Yeah, they don't have the money.
$20 million a year.
They don't have the money.
That's $20 million a year. For Mike Williams. They're not going
to
pay that.
So what about Brady? Would he come out of retirement to play for San Francisco? He is the only guy
we tying everybody to San
you want
Francisco.
To hear from when
That's
it comes
Max.
To news on Tom Brady. And that is Jeff Darlington, ESPN Uh-oh. NFL reporter, with Mike Greenberg on Greeny. Listen.
I mean, I will quote Tom Brady and say never, but I mean, the San Francisco thing is literally people pulling it out of left field because of that the idea that he would want to go home. There's so many reasons when he chose the Bucs, he was doing that over places like the 49ers and the Chargers because he wanted to be on the East Coast, closer to his son Jack, who's in New York. There's so many reasons why he would not go to San Francisco that I really don't think that at this point merits any credibility. Whether he plays or not, a lot of different things would have to shake out for him to continue his career again. And as of right now, he is very happily retired.
So, Max,
yeah.
Don't say San Francisco anymore because according to
yeah, that,
according
now it's
your
over.
Credibility, your credibility might be in question.
Only unless I hear Nick. If I hear Ninkovich start to talk about San Fran, I'll take it seriously again. Yeah,
maybe. But I learned my lesson about going against Jeff Darlington on information related to Tom Brady. Look, it would be great. He can win there, but he ain't playing like Jeff said. He's retired.
You know what the most compelling thing he dropped there? Because I understand this. Where your family is, where your kids are, that's where you're going to be. Like if his kid is in New York, then you might love San Francisco, but you got to be where your kid is.
And I'm
so if you were screaming
kids.
And hollering and saying that there's a chance he can go to the Giants or something like that, oh, my God, then I'll be like, his son is on the East Coast. You know, that's a different conversation.
Mm-hmm. Giants, Eagles, some kind of place.
Yeah, something like
spitting
that.
Distance, striking distance.
I am starting to recognize, though, and it's the genius of Tom Brady, though, that he's a brilliant marketer. I mean, he gives you little things. He doesn't give you all of it, right? Like, even his paperwork not being in, it keeps you on edge. It makes his name still relevant. That's genius. You're still throwing his name into conversations, and Tom's just sitting back chilling at the crib with his family. But it still promotes all of his businesses. Like, that's genius within itself. He's doing it. It's brilliant.
Yeah. He's okay. Seven Super Bowls. I guess it's okay. I mean, 10 appearances, seven. I don't know. If he wants to end there, okay. And it could have gotten to 10, a nice round number, but I mean really.
You can't tell me we're not going to tie him.
Seven.
He won all 10.
No. He got two. By the way, and the three that he lost were by the skin of his teeth. It took Eli that twice and Nick Foles having the greatest games you want to see to barely beat him in those three.
That
he also
be fair
won some
if he got
ones.
All 10, though.
Yeah, no,
that wouldn't
no.
even be fair. Could you imagine straight that? Cheating.
Could you God. Imagine that? God. All right. So how much say? We know Brady had a lot of say in Tampa, right? Maybe he didn't have enough say in New England. Maybe that's why he left part of it. But how much say should Dak get in the roster moves the Cowboys make this offseason? We'll ask our front office insider, Keyshawn J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. We are joined by ESPN NFL front office insider, Mike Tannenbaum, giving the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good to be with you.
What up, MT?
Morning, Michael.
Keyshawn, I was out in L.A. I couldn't even get a ham sandwich from you. You know, I saw 4,000 people, and I couldn't even get a cup of coffee from you.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't call me, you didn't text me to say you were here.
How come you didn't hit him up?
Is he supposed to read your mind?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes. He's a rock star. He's an A-lister.
Oh,
you know, I'm just
Key, you ain't going to come on our show, MT, and try to flex on Key. You didn't even hit him up.
He didn't reach out to me. What am I supposed to do?
Flex?
Mike T is sitting there going, he should know I want a ham sandwich. If he knows me at all, I'd like a ham sandwich.
I mean, when you're in L.A., you can't turn on the TV. Key's at this event, that event. The guy flipping the coin toss.
Stop.
Rodgers or Brady in San Francisco, Mike T?
Boy, it's interesting. How about Trey Lance? We did give up three first-round picks the last time I checked, right? Can we see what Trey Lance could do first?
Right? That's what I say. Like, here's what I would do if I'm the San Francisco 49ers, Mike. I would just simply do this. Jimmy Garoppolo's at 23, 24 million is what he's due for the 2022 season. I'd run it back with him, or if I feel like Trey Lance is the future and heir apparent, I'll move forward him, take a second, try to get a low one or a high two to move Jimmy out of the conference and move him to, let's say,
Pittsburgh?
The Raiders, for instance, or Pittsburgh, for instance, or Indianapolis, for instance.
Ooh, good ones.
And look at those opportunities to get that low first round or that second round pick. If not, I'll just eat the losing of the pick and run it back with him and then start Trey Lance. But I'm not.
Not a lot of guys have had one more playoff games than Jimmy Garoppolo in the two seasons he was healthy.
You see, I totally agree with Key. Everyone's in a rush to get rid of Jimmy G. I want both those guys back because when you look at what happened last year, Lamar Jackson, Daniel Jones, Kyle Murray, there were so many injuries at the quarterback position. The 49ers have a really good team. I want both those guys back. Let's deal from a position of strength, not weakness. And, hey, if Trey Lance, if you could beat out Jimmy G, you're the starter. By all accounts, they have a great relationship. So if I'm San Francisco, I'm in no rush to move on from either guy.
And, Mike, I know we talk about this on the show, but I'd be curious to get your opinion on it. Max and I feel like the NFC is open, right? Cardinals, like, obviously we know Kyle Murray and what they have over there and the talent that they have there. But Dallas, still kind of unsure about Dallas, even though they should be in that conversation to be the best out of NFC. You got the Rams, obviously, they won a Super Bowl. But it still feels like there's a chance to pierce that as opposed to the AFC, which just feels loaded.
Yeah, and Jay Will, what was it? Like, there was 12 minutes to go in that game, and they were beating the Rams, who went on to win the Super Bowl. So, like, why are we in a rush to move on from Jimmy G? I am hard-pressed to think they're a better team without him.
I agree.
Go ahead.
But this is for Mike T and for you, Key. I agree with what you're saying. I'm big on Jimmy G. But I think Jimmy G is excellent. But there does seem to be a sense, and I understand it too, that not to this extent, but something like it. We could get this far with Goff, but if we had Stafford, we get over the top, right? We could make runs with Jimmy G every year, but the odds are better if we had a guy who could make all the plays, right, under pressure, that we'd win the whole thing if you're San Francisco. So while I understand exactly what you're saying, Mike T, and I probably do what Key is suggesting, run it back, I also get the idea from a Niners fan's point of view, maybe we could upgrade at the quarterback position.
So I think the big difference in those two situations were Sean McVay inherited Jared Goff, and to his credit, maximized what he could do Brian Stafford. Kyle Shanahan gave up 3 first-round picks to Trey Lance. Like, if I'm the owner of the 49ers and you come into my office and say, hey, let's go get Rodgers or Brady, I'd be like, wait a second. You, 12 months ago, wanted to give up 3 first-round picks. You had one, moved up, and gave up 2 future first-round picks for Trey Lance, and he hasn't played yet. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, see, Max, when there's a couple things here. When you mentioned that Stafford, you gave up all that to go get Stafford because he could get you over the hump, right?
Mm-hmm.
He got you over the hump. But if you just want to have a conversation, if he catches that punt, that an interception that he threw, it's a difference. You see what I'm saying?
I do, that's every Super Bowl champion.
But hold on. Think about it, though. If he makes that mistake against the Niners, they don't get there. The guy got to catch the ball. That's why he plays defense. Mm-hmm. On top of that, one could have a conversation and say, if the Rams were to run it back with Jared Goff, clearly that was, they had fell out. But could the Rams had won the Super Bowl with Jared Goff, given that this is a different team with OBJ and Von Miller and Eric Weddle?
I don't think they would have gotten by Tampa.
We don't know that, though. We don't know that. I just don't know it.
Are you saying, like, could Jimmy G win a Super Bowl? I think so. They came one throw away from winning it.
Yes, yeah? He can. I want to ask you this, though, Mike, because you're the only guy on this show that's been in that seat before. Do you think, as a general manager, do general managers think about the what-ifs, right? I got Jimmy G. He's at $20-plus million last year on his contract. But what if we start him, keep him, and he wins the damn Super Bowl, and we got Trey Lance sitting there, and we just gave up 3 number ones to get Trey Lance, but Jimmy G wins the Super Bowl now.
Yeah, Key.
What happens?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I would say those are great problems to have. That goes back a generation ago, Montana and Young, right? And, those are really great problems to have. And I think there's 12 teams in the NFL in 2022 that need new quarterbacks. This draft has more question marks than answers. That's why I think there'll be so much intrigue around Jimmy G. But in that situation, Key, I sign Jimmy G to an extension. Trey Lance would be the number one quarterback in this year's draft and possibly next year's draft. So I think they're sitting on a lot of value between those two players.
Mm-hmm. Well, they put a lot of value into it. That's one of the reasons I was wondering about a Rodgers trade is I wondered even at the time, are they putting this much draft capital into this pick because they can't get a deal done now, but they're looking for a commodity that stores the value of those picks? Someone who, I don't know, the Green Bay Packers might think, hey, if we hadn't hit on Jordan Love, this is the guy we're actually looking for. I'm just wondering. Maybe not, but I was wondering if that's why they did it.
I'd be hard-pressed to think that Green Bay would trade for another guy that they don't know versus Surdy because they ran that play with Jordan Love and didn't work out.
That would be bad decisions and bad moves. Mike, what you've been, again, you've been the general manager, you've been in the front office, you've had to make some decisions. When a player, a star player comes to you like a Dak Prescott or Tom Brady or whoever, and they want to have some input in decision making on some of the personnel that may take place, what do you do? What's that conversation like?
I think some players, they've earned a seat at the table, Key. I know Ryan Tannehill, Chad Pennington, they were involved with coaching searches. They weren't making the decision, but candidates met with them. They met with candidates. So I think in the right dynamic, it could be a real positive.
Mike Tannenbaum, ladies and gentlemen.
Mike T. No ham sandwiches.
At least a cup of coffee. I'm 3,000 miles away. I'm in Keystown,
Yeah, I have to. Now I have to This Just In today. You want to stick around all day to do This Just In, right?
Who hosts that you?
Handsome guy. How different will the Lakers look next season? That's next.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Take it or shake it.
Take it.
Take it.
Or shake it.
Shake it.
Take it or shake it.
All right, Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. We're playing Take It or Shake It. James, take it away.
Hey, guys. Take It or Shake It is brought to you by Grainger. We were just talking about him in the last segment. Tom Brady will play in the NFL next season. Take it or shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it.
No, Tom Brady's not playing. Didn't you hear Jeff Darlington, fellas? He's not playing. I understand the sexiness, the allure, the, oh, he's from San Mateo or he's from Northern California. And this, no, he's not going to play in the NFL. You know where he's going to play? On his yacht.
Well, I saw him. He was out for like some Formula One racing thing, and he was on a yacht in an all-white outfit, by the way. He looked, you know, you say you're the handsome host. So yeah. You don't really compare it to Tom Brady.
No, he's handsomer. Even handsomer than me. It's amazing.
So I just think this guy's a brilliant marketer. He understands how to play the game, man, of keeping you intrigued about what he's doing next. But he's not coming back.
I'll shake it for this upcoming year. I'll take it if you want to say he's going to play in the NBA, in the NFL again. I believe he will, but I don't think it'll be this year.
He's going to play in the, did you almost say NBA? Is Tom Brady going to come and play in the NBA?
Yeah, like Jordan did with baseball.
That's breaking news.
Yeah, good.
All right, so we were also talking about Aaron Rodgers in the last segment, but yesterday we were talking about him and the Broncos. So Aaron Rodgers would make the Broncos a Super Bowl contender. Take it or shake it?
Shake it!
Shake it!
No, I don't think the Broncos have enough on their roster to really compete for a Super Bowl. You know, they'll contend for a playoff spot, but I'm not sold on the receivers. I'm not sold on their secondary. They need help on the defensive line. It's just a lot of holes that's there that I think need to be addressed before I can say they're Super Bowl contenders.
There's a part of me, sometimes it's like lipstick on the pig, though. Aaron Rodgers can cover up a lot of issues that you have. I don't know. I guess, and once again, Key knows the cap situation and all the details of every single team. But like, I also start thinking about package deals. I'm like, could Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers make the Denver Broncos a contender? Maybe, yeah.
I'm going to say, as long as you're team isn't awful, Rodgers puts you in the mix. And I think the Broncos have enough that, yes, they would be Super Bowl contenders with Aaron Rodgers, meaning there'll be one of eight or nine teams you look at and you go, yeah, they could win the Super Bowl. I think they have to have a few things break right. But, yeah, so I'm going to say yes. Take it.
All right. So the Rams had their Super Bowl parade earlier this week, and there was a lot of talk about running it back. It didn't work very well.
Run it back.
The Rams will indeed run it back and win back-to-back Super Bowls. Take it or shake it?
Shake it! They will run it back for sure, but I don't think they'll win back-to-back Super Bowls. It's hard to get to one Super Bowl, let alone repeat. The last time anybody repeated in a Super Bowl back-to-back was Tom Brady, and that hasn't happened in a very, very long time.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean, I would go with the odds in this one, which would probably say no. But, you know, sometimes when there's special chemistry and things happen, I wouldn't put it out of reach.
I'm going to shake it. It's just, it's really hard,
it's hard to
run it back. I mean, with that, if Aaron Donald maintains his level of play, I think he's actually the key more than anyone. They always have a shot, but I'm not going to pick them to win it.
Remember, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were going to run it back. They were going to be undefeated. They signed everybody back. They didn't lose no players, no coaches, no nothing.
And Key, they made a hell of a title defense. It just came up short.
They didn't run it back.
They didn't run it back.
But they also were down Chris Godwin and Antonio Brown.
Again.
A lot of things have to go your way, including health.
Oh, you're saying there's luck involved in winning championships.
But the question is, would they make a valiant title defense, right?
That's not the question, Max.
No, I get it. We already
back-to-back Super Bowls.
Keyshawn Johnson, we already shook it. I'm saying if it's an issue of are they quality, yeah, I think they'll make a nice little title defense. I just don't think they'll be successful in the end.
Yeah, that ain't the question.
James?
Back to back.
James?
Yes?
Let's go.
Okay. Joel Embiid had 42 points, 14 rebounds against the reigning, defending, undisputed NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks last night. So take it or shake it, Joel Embiid is the best player in the NBA right now.
Take it!
Take it!
I'm just taking it because Jay said he was.
I mean, look, Giannis has gotten the better of Joel Embiid up until this point. Joel Embiid got the better of him last night. I think the signs, Giannis is in that conversation. I'm not saying he's not.
Yeah, I agree with Key about Jay's opinion. Like, at this moment, when it's really close
at
the top.
This moment.
Today, it's Joel Embiid. Durant's hurt, and Embiid just outplayed Giannis and won the game. And it's like, you know, him and Jokic and Giannis. And today, it's Joel Embiid. He's the best player in the world today.
This is fluid.
KD's not playing. LeBron's team's in the ninth seed. I mean, like, yeah, it's him.
Take it.
LeBron James team, ninth seed. Damn. Mm.
Speaking of LeBron James team, the Lakers will trade both Russell Westbrook and Anthony Davis this offseason. Take it or shake it.
Where are they trading? Never mind. Go ahead, Key.
Take it. Yeah, I'm going to take it this offseason. They're going to get rid of both of them this offseason. I don't know who's going to take that $47 million from Brooke, but I mean, they're going to try, right? They could – maybe they come to their senses and they trade him and give up that first-round pick in 27.
AD is the first tradable asset on this team. Ain't nobody taking Brody's $47 million contract. Nobody, maybe the Knicks.
I actually think it could work out for the Lakers. Like, you ain't going to move the deal, right? Westbrook just has to play better. But it's so interesting. We all think, oh, get rid of Westbrook, and then it's AD, LeBron, and whatever you get. But what if you're stuck with Westbrook, but that actually works out for you? You move AD for stuff and put together pieces that fit better around LeBron and Westbrook. You see what I'm saying?
Can't they move Westbrook and give up a first-round pick?
Yeah, but you got one left.
No pick.
In like the next 5 years, you got one
pick. Yeah, I'm saying you could take that here, man. I need to get rid of the salary because I need to get rid of the salary, and then I'm going to trade Anthony Davis and pick up a couple first-round picks and some players.
Oof.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that's what LeBron James was referring to when he saw Les Snead's shirt that said, blink them picks. He wants the Lakers to be all in. He said, legend,
I still think you could be a powerhouse team with Westbrook.
I'm with you.
He's having an awful year, but put the right pieces around him and watch. Well, look, the point is, Key, you ain't got a choice, right? Like, if you're stuck with him, make the best of it, and maybe it could work out for you.
All right. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is always there to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Yeah, there's a surprising solution. You keep Westbrook and trade AD. Why do people keep leaving Patrick freaking Mahomes, who came, a play away from going to 3 straight Super Bowls, off their top 5 quarterback lists? What world am I living in? We're going to talk about that next. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number 1, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number 2, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.